Hello, and welcome to Talking the Talks, a podcast where we spend 5 to 10 minutes learning about all the fascinating toxicants of the modern world. Today, Rochelle is here to talk about lead. How's it going, Rochelle?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Chris, for having me on your amazing talk show.
Your talk show. We're essentially the Oprah of toxicology. That's always what I've said.
Well, I do hear that Oprah's interviews are very popular right now.
Good point. Very topical. That is going to play 5 years from now when people are listening.
Yes.
People are going to know exactly what we're talking about.
I think they'll even know that some of her interviews were a little toxic.
There you go. All right. This is the perfect tone we're going for here. So, Rochelle, what made you want to take the lead out?
Well, you know, I was thinking to myself about different toxicants out there, and I thought to myself, what other toxicant has a band named after it, such as Led Zeppelin?
Good point.
Or, you know, has good sayings, such as, like, Lead Foot.
Uh-huh.
And even has modern-day things like, you know, going down the drain. It's related to lead. We had love lead pipes, and lead was really the only one that had all of those things going for it. So I decided to dive in and research lead.
Yeah. So you mentioned there, like, going down the drain is a lead reference?
It is a lead reference, yes. Actually, our modern indoor plumbing has come from the history of lead. So lead was actually the Romans. Lead's a very, like, malleable product. It's a metal, and it's easy to manipulate. So the yep. Romans actually were the first ones to create plumbing out of lead. And they made the first wastewater system and plumbing system. And there's some grand stories of lead fountains that have that people used to actually float their food down on leaves on their lead-lined water features in their homes in the Roman time.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. So when we talk about all these, like, crazy Roman emperors, do we think there's any connection with all of the lead in all of their piping?
Oh, probably. There's actually, I was reading some very interesting things that made mention that there was the potential of lead leading to the downfall of the Roman Empire.
Oh.
So the lead can lead to slower, lower cognitive behavior. Is behavior the right word?
Yeah.
Lower cognitive behavior. And there was the thought that the Romans, they not only had lead piping, but they also cooked with it. And they thought that it made their wine sweeter. So they drank a lot of lead in their time, which is not great for thinking quickly.
Yeah.
And so it was one of the factors that people believe could have led to the downfall of the Roman Empire was the slower thinking abilities over time.
Sure.
From
so,
high
so
lead.
When we're talking about the effects of lead, it's mainly cognitive. Is that kind of where we're at right now with our thoughts towards lead?
Yeah, so lead is actually very permeable to your brain-blood barrier, and so it can affect your nervous system. So a lot of things that you see with lead toxicity, you see a lower IQ. Some people have lost speech if they're exposed to higher levels of lead.
Wow.
Especially if you see it in children as they're developing, you see that kind of slower cognitive ability come out. It can also go into your bones and is replaced. Lead replaces calcium in your body. So you see it as a big problem with people that are growing and their bones are growing. So definitely more susceptible for children, but also affects adults.
Oh, right on. I mean, not right on. That's terrible. That's bad. So we know it's historically lead's been kind of intrinsically linked to the human experience, right?
Of course.
All the way back from the Romans, nice malleable metal. Coming to now, and we now that we know these toxic effects, what's our relationship with lead now? Like, where are we at as a society?
Sure. Well, it's interesting because even back then, there's records of lead causing problems. So it's been known for thousands of years that lead's toxic. But really, people just have seemed to continue to use lead because it's so useful. So in the 60s, it was we had some of the highest spikes of lead in people just because we used lead in gasoline to stop engine knocking. Mm. And of course, we used it in paint as well because it helps create a long-lasting paint that has a good finish. Oh. So now that we've started to actually realize that lead is toxic and it's causing so many problems, it's really only in the last kind of 20, 30 years that we've started to move away from having lead in toys and in paint and gasoline and lots of places
yeah.
But today, there's a lot of initiatives out there to help reduce lead paint in older homes. So there's some programs out there that come into especially lower income homes that can't afford to kind of get rid of the old lead paint, right, which is a huge cause for lead poisoning. Our other thing with lead that I think is important to recognize is that even though we see that it's not something we want to use in our everyday items just because it was convenient,
right,
there's still a place for lead. So one other interesting thing about lead is it is a low conductive metal. So it's great for batteries. And most of our batteries do actually come with lead lining. So lots of our vehicle batteries.
Right.
And I think there's a good space for lead in an environmental term because we're seeing a lot of movement towards green energies. And lots of these green energies, such as solar, require batteries to hold that energy generated.
Right, yeah.
So with that, if we can, and lead's very cheap to produce compared to something like lithium ion. So you see,
which I'm sure has its own like host of problems.
Oh yeah, yeah, for yeah, sure, definitely. So I think that there's still a great spot for lead in our world today in a green sense. Tesla is currently still using their batteries lined with lead. They do want to move away from that and find something greener powered or move to something more like lithium.
Yeah.
So there's still lots of use for lead in our green environmental world today.
Good. So what if listeners had heard all that, what would you want them to take away from this? Like what is your take-home message for the listener?
I think a big take-home message is if we can just see that, look back in history and take a lesson from history, which I know is not humans' strong point in life, but we can see that we just used lead for a long time because it was convenient and easy and it was malleable and did all these wonderful things, even though we knew for a long time that it was toxic towards humans. But if we can start to look at other contaminants and toxins and realize that just because it's easy to use, it might not be the right thing to use. And the great thing about lead is we can take those lessons and we did find a use for lead that could actually help lead to greener futures. Yeah, basically, I think that lead's a good leader to show that we can evaluate other toxins and see that maybe there's other uses that could be more productive for them in society today.
Right, so maybe not so much everything. Some things are good, some things are bad. You know, everything's kind of, you have to evaluate its strengths and weaknesses and do, you know, maybe it can really work well in some situations and not in others. More of a balanced kind of view on it. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Rochelle, for coming on the pod. That was really interesting. Be sure to tune in again for some more fascinating toxicants of the modern world.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Talking the talk. All right, so let's go ahead and get started here.
All right.